Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
It's quite remarkable to watch people like Hakeem Jeffries, who leads the Democrats in the House, not have a problem with Schiff or Swalwell. Adam Schiff of California, Eric Swalwell of California. Maybe California's the problem. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Of course, Adam Schiff, who headed up House Intel, who lied repeatedly regarding Donald Trump and Russia connections. It's one thing to say you think the man did something wrong. I wasn't going to tell you that you can't say that. But to claim that you had knowledge, to claim that you had seen evidence, and it never comes to light, and it's all wrong. Not just wrong as wrong can be. You force Robert Mueller to get up there and make a fool of himself regarding his testimony. Clear as day that Robert Mueller didn't quite understand what was going on around him. I mean, it was sad to watch. Leading this Russia investigation, and there's no there. Literally, not like Joe Biden says about his classified documents, which is coming back to haunt him in a major way. And Eric Swalwell is connected to a Chinese spy. Eric Swalwell is compromised, as we see from reporting. And if you want to agree or disagree with that, you're more than welcome to. Kevin McCarthy saying after being briefed by the FBI, if you heard what I heard, you wouldn't allow him on a committee. Did Hakeem Jeffries, who leads the Democrats in the House, hear something different? Did he hear something different? Oh, no. He wasn't with a Chinese spy. No. That's not what got said. What the FBI said is that he likes puppies. You see, you heard Chinese spy, but what I heard was he likes puppies. That's not what happened. So Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, won't put them on committees. They're not going to be on committees. Hakeem Jeffries is still saying, I want Schiff and Swalwell to sit on the House Intelligence Committee. Now, I love the way ABC puts this. Setting up a fight with Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the assignments. There's no conversation. If the House Speaker says no, the game is over. Jeffries writing, it is my understanding that you intend to break with the longstanding House tradition of defense deference to the minority party Intelligence Committee recommendations and deny seats to ranking member Schiff and Representative Swalwell. And so they should be denied. Note this story is written as look at what Kevin McCarthy is doing. When Speaker Pelosi deny somebody, look at the strength of the speaker. It's all a big bunch of silliness in how this is getting done. The speaker gets to decide. There's no other story. And he should deny them. And not only should he deny them, he should investigate them. Because they are in need of investigation. Now, if you say to me, what in the world does Schiff need to be investigated regarding? I would like to know, when he made the claim so publicly that he had proof of Donald Trump's connections and working with Russia, where did he get that information? Was he emailed something? Let's go back and look at every email that his house.gov email server got. I want to know why he said it. Because his perch allowed him to be an attack vehicle, a la Harry Reid, back in the day. Remember, it was Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, who said of Mitt Romney, he doesn't pay his taxes. He said it in the well of the Senate. And when Harry Reid was asked about it, he said, don't ask me, ask Mitt Romney. He lied. He flat out lied. Didn't care. Politics is blood sport, is dangerous, and yet it is our everyday. And the only way to put an end to it is to expose the people doing the blood sport. And then, yes, removing them. People laud and glorify Harry Reid. Harry Reid was despicable. It's only a shame that when I fly to Vegas now, I have to go through the Harry Reid airport. It's McCarran to me, people. I'm old school. In the case of Eric Swalwell, well, the Democrats have absolutely zero standing. Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, involved with politicians across the Midwest, and yes, Eric Swalwell. Do I believe there was ever, any in flagrante delicto? That's fancy talk for getting it on. I don't know. I would say no, because I don't think Swalwell is up for the challenge. I really and truly don't. But she's a Chinese spy. And he had a relationship with her of some kind. There's a question here. A full investigation has to be done. That's the rational course. And that should have happened under Speaker Pelosi. But her failure of leadership. Remember, a command of power is not a great leader make. She ruled with an iron fist. The members weren't allowed to debate. It was ugly. These rules changes that we saw from 15 votes for speaker mean that all members, Democrats too, have a right to debate. They actually get to do their jobs. You're welcome, Democrats. Every time a Democrat disagrees and debates on the floor, Republicans should start with, to my friend across the aisle, you're welcome for this opportunity to debate what former Speaker Pelosi never allowed. And it should happen every time, nonstop, just bang them over the head. Stop telling me about the effectiveness of Speaker Pelosi. Iron fist, and Democrats all fell into line like little sheep and lemmings and said, absolutely, whatever you say, I'll never step away from the fold. Eric Swalwell needs to be investigated. Eric Swalwell needs to be investigated. They're not the only people. George Santos is going to get investigated. The congressman from New York, the Republican who knows what part of his life is real? Like, I don't know. The lies are so great and so complete. That's why I think the investigation has to happen, because you don't know where all his connections are. The lies are so complete with this guy, so everywhere, that you might, for a sake of security, just give it a check. One lie, one embellishment, maybe two. Now we're down to, look, I'm not a drag queen, but I was in Brazil, I was young, and I had fun. And that's why I was in the dress and the makeup. We're down to that. And that, by the way, is not the top of his what the hell is this list. That's the most amazing part about George Santos. Like, I don't think that's in the top nine. But Hakeem Jeffries is the leader of the Democrats in the House. He can complain and moan and kvetch all he wants. You're in the minority. You lost. Just deal with it. And that's the way the Republican Party should deal with this. You lost. The end. And that message should come from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just because it would be much more enjoyable to witness.